Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same, theatsjr.com, or email us info@theatsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show.
Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
How's it going? So today we are here for you because my publicist,
hello,
Deanna Mitchell, who is also the CEO and owner of the DeMarie Group.
Yeah.
She owns and operates a multi-million dollar firm, so we are definitely grateful for her. How's it going?
It's going great, and I'm definitely grateful for you as well, so thank you very much.
All right, that'll work. So listen, invite some people here. You can see it in the description what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to hand it over to you, and then I'm just going to do with my thing.
Okay, so I had a question for Antonio. He has taught us that unstable people pull from stable people, which makes that stable person unstable. So my question was, how does someone who's unstable stabilize themselves without destabilizing someone else?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I have to ask you, and I think I asked this to you earlier, but who is the your in this sentence? You're talking about someone with a high level of awareness or someone with a low level of awareness?
Let's do someone with my level of awareness. Okay. and a little I'm not trying to.
Okay, so let's do all of it.
Okay.
Alright, let's do all of it. Okay, where do you want to start?
Let's start with me. Let's use me.
You personally.
Yes, you coach me.
Okay.
Yes, my client does coach his publicist. Yes, he's my mentor as well. And it's the reason for that. So you coach me. You're my mentor. So what can I do? What can someone who like me do to stabilize myself without destabilizing you?
Oh, yeah, please don't destabilize me. That's
definitely.
Don't destabilize me.
But, as an example.
So you're not on a lower level of awareness. You're not at the highest level of awareness because there is no higher level of awareness unless you are that infinite intelligence. Okay? And neither one of us are the infinite intelligence, but we operate in infinite intelligence. And the more aware you are, the more you will receive and get. Okay? Is that okay? Okay, so you're not down here where I'm not even sure where the camera's at, but you're not down here and you're not way up there. You're not in the middle either. You're somewhere past middle. Okay? So all of you who are past middle, I have some advice for you of how to stabilize yourself without destabilizing I'll destabilize others. However, we need to define a few things.
Okay.
Awareness and stabilization.
Okay.
Right? Because we can't even move forward without getting some key terms done. So which one do you want me to do first?
Let's define awareness.
Alright, so awareness is not intelligence. Okay? Awareness, you may know it as consciousness, but not conscience. S-C-I-O-U-S. It is your level of awareness. Your awareness is you being psychologically able to adapt or to be inept to your surroundings. You have intelligence, and there are a lot of people who are highly intelligent that have a low level of awareness. As a matter of fact, most people have a high level of intelligence and a low level of awareness. You have your master's degree, but you couldn't lead your way out of a paper bag. You have your doctor's degree, but you're poor in every relationship in your life. You're poor in your finances, or you're rich in finances, but you have friction in all the areas of your life. So either way, your level of awareness is different from your level of intelligence. So awareness in life is what you will receive, not your intelligence, okay? Now, stabilization, and that makes sense. How solid are you in your foundation and what you have going around you and things in life? Make sense?
Yes.
All right. So for you, since you're not at a low level of awareness, and since you are not since you're not completely unstable, what you need to do is keep yourself around high aware people and people with a lot of stability. Why? Okay, this is different for everybody else. This is this answer is it's not subjective, but there's different levels to this answer. In some cases, in your case, I should say specifically, you should not be around unstable people. No more. You can't do it. You should not be around people who are unstable. Like, and listen to me. Some of you out there, you're reaping the harvest of unstable people. You're not the problem in your life. They are. Right? Like, this is very important, okay? You are not the problem. They are the problem. Your harvest is not the problem. Theirs is. And when you share your garden with unstable people, you will get an unstable harvest. Does that make sense? I mean, yeah, you talk. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is when you get unstableness, you have to ask yourself, am I unstable? And if you're not unstable, but someone else is, you have to understand, in order for me, so I'm wobbling, right? In order for me to stabilize myself, I have to use you to stabilize me. And now that I'm stable, you're unstable. Okay, this is just energy. In order to unstabilize yourself, you have to destabilize other people. So if you're going higher in life, you're already fighting, or you're already using gravity to steer, but you don't want to become a victim of gravity because you're friends with gravity people. Okay? Gravity allows for you to steer. The laws of aerodynamics only work because you would float off into space if it wasn't for gravity pulling at you. So that pull, and as you change your acceleration to a different, like the only way you can steer is it's not you turning to the right, you're changing your acceleration to the right. Right? Okay, this is very important, okay? In order for you to steer into a new direction, you're not turning right. Scientifically, laws of motion, you're speeding up into the new direction. Okay? Yes, this is all science, okay? Okay, in order for you, so when you're driving 70 miles per hour and you switch lanes, you accelerate to that lane. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, you accelerate, you turn the wheels. You're not merging, you're accelerating in a new direction. Okay? I'm so building for this acceleration, okay? Now when you're flying and you try to change trajectories, you're accelerating motion into a new trajectory, right? You're accelerating this way. Or let's say you're going this way, you're accelerating that way. But you can only accelerate because gravity is pulling against your motion. So you're using the pull to your advantage. But some people are not to your advantage. They only pull you by overloading your weight capacity. See, if you're in a plane and it's overloaded, then it doesn't matter that gravity is your friend in this aerodynamic circumstances. Gravity no longer becomes your friend. It now would do what it do and pull you to the earth at 9.86 meters a second. Some of you have been using gravity pretty well, But now you're overloaded because people are not fit for your airplane. They came with too much. Your airplane was designed to get you a particular place, but they came and overloaded your craft because your craft is designed for the journey. Every time you read a book, you design your craft to take you on the journey which you want to go. Every time you study, every time you read, every time you listen to motivation, every time you listen to me, every time you listen to Lisa Nichols or Bob Proctor, whoever, right? Tony Robbins. Every time you listen to somebody, you are redesigning your craft to get you to where you want to be. But your craft can only hold the journey you're concentrating on. So when you put people who don't belong on your journey, in your craft, you can no longer fly, you fall.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
So all this applies to you. You have to understand that your craft is going somewhere, and you need to be selfish enough to keep your craft afloat. So when you have a high level of awareness, right, it's not, but you're trying to get higher, you must now become selfish with the protection of your aircraft. You must learn how to become selfish so you can save you and the passengers that rightfully belong on the plane. If they didn't buy a ticket, they shouldn't be riding with you. They're stowaways. Does that make sense? And some stowaways will wear down your aircraft.
They're not supposed to be there.
They're not supposed to be there. Everybody in your plane, everybody on your aircraft, everybody in this, whatever you want to say, they don't belong on your journey. They are forcing gravity to act like gravity in your life. Gravity will allow you to speed into a direction, pull you into, gravity will allow you to steer if you're flying, without being out of control and going off the planet Neptune, or gravity will make you crash and blow up. And let me just tell you, I'm not here to crash and blow up. I'm here to fly all across the world. Make sense?
Yes.
I've told you guys before, if there are trash cans on Jupiter, I want to throw my trash can in there. Right? I want to throw my trash in these trash cans. I want everything that life has for me. Okay? Now let's talk about this acceleration, though. Because when you steer, you're actually accelerating to a new journey. Now, here's the deal. Here's what you need to understand. Everybody out there in TV land, here's what you need to understand. Every time you make a decision, you are accelerating towards that decision. Every single time. The life does not work in a manner in which you are just moving. You accelerate to what you just decided. So if you have indecision, you accelerate it to poverty. You didn't just go towards poverty. If you say, I'm not going to do anything, that is an action that does not serve you. And inaction now leaves you at the mercy of anything at action towards you. So if you're in action, any movable force that comes against you, you're at the mercy of. So you just accelerated your life to being not in your control. Because you did not take action. If you go into a right position, to a right place, to a right whatever, your acceleration now because takes you accelerating to prosperity. Please understand this here, and I throw it back to you. Please understand this here. Prosperity has a different road. Poverty has a different road. And the two roads do not go in the same direction, and they are not in the same geographical location. If you're on the road to prosperity, you are very far away from the road to poverty. Mm. If you're on the road to poverty, you are very far away from the road to prosperity.
Okay.
So that's for people like you.
Okay. So what about people that are not like me? What about people that are just now realizing that they want a change and they want to make this change, but they're not realizing that, okay, you're unstable, so you have the unstable people around you, and if you come across anybody stable, this is what you need to do to make sure that you don't destabilize them.
So people are lower than you, yes, on a level of awareness. And we're not talking about right or wrong.
Right.
We're not talking about better or, you know, just talking about level of awareness.
Level right,
okay,
awareness.
Great. Well, I just want to clear it up for these guys. This isn't a matter of being, okay. No. Fine. I just wanted to, you know, there's always people, there's always opposing energy, right?
Right.
So I just wanted to address the opposing energy. Now, so if you are, you said if you're just getting to.
Right, okay. Like you're learning that this is what this process is, and now that I'm on this process, I realize I'm unstable. So how do I not destabilize?
Not a problem. Yeah. So this is for those of you who are saying, "Oh, there's something more of life. I'm now trying to move in a different direction."
Okay? Right.
Now, because there's another part of you people who you don't even know you're unstable.
Right.
Okay. You have no idea. But you're talking about the people who have learned, I am unstable. Now I'm trying to do this here. Two things. Let's go back to the airplane. For one, you don't even know what your airplane should do. Like, you don't know if you're trying to get somewhere fast or if you're trying to get somewhere slow. You don't know if you're trying to get somewhere to be efficient or effective. Okay? There's two different things. Efficient is near perfect. Effective is getting the job done. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm trying to make effective hamburgers for 1 billion people, I'm McDonald's. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to make efficient hamburgers, I'm your grandmother.
Oh. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because your grandmother, you understand, makes some real deal hamburgers. But it's not effective to serve 1 billion people a day.
Right.
Takes too long.
Yeah.
You get it? It takes too long. If I'm your beautician and you're my only client, I take my time with you.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to serve 100 clients a day, I'm not effective,
mm-hmm,
not efficient.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you need to understand on your new journey that you're taking, do you want to be effective or efficient? Neither is greater than the other. You just have to decide which one you want to be. This is important. Because the iPhone 1 was not efficient. It was effective.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Windows 96 was not efficient. It was effective. You need to ask yourself, are you looking for perfection? Or are you looking for effectiveness? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, so this is, if you're just starting off on this journey, you recognize, you need to understand, do I want to be efficient or do I want to be effective? Now. That decides the level of plane you're going to build for yourself. If you want to be effective, then now you're saying, how far do I want to go? Do I want to be famous? Do I want to be a millionaire? Do I want to be comfortable? Right? You have to have a destination now. Okay? So you know I want to be effective in this destination. So if I want to be effective as an actor, then I need to be, I could be, there's so many movies that you guys watch that you, it's the same actors,
mm-hmm,
they're never the stars, but they're in all the movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're great support role,
mm-hmm,
play. You know, they're great actors. They do great job making sure the efficient actor,
mm-hmm,
wins the Oscars. They're just getting paid and they never have to suffer without a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who are, they're filling a role. And so they're not on the full-time cast. Like, give me your favorite TV show or something.
Game of Thrones.
Okay, so Game of Thrones. There is a certain amount of regular actors.
Mm-hmm.
So these are not the regulars. These are the people who are filling those roles just for an episode.
Okay.
And you may see them on this TV show this day, and then see them on Law and Order,
mm-hmm, okay,
and then turn around and see them on some Disney show, and they always have employment because they decided to be effective actors. I will have a job once a week, and I will make sure I meet all my ends. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
There's a blue check by my name. I'm famous. I'm over 6 figures. Maybe I'm a millionaire. I'm not Denzel Washington.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
you're not coming to see my blockbuster movie. You are seeing a blockbuster movie I'm in, but point to Will Smith, not me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
This is an effective acting career. You got to decide if you... There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. You have to decide if that's what you want. Now, if you want to be an efficient actor, these are the names that you memorize. You know, if I say, who's your favorite actor? Where, and by actor, I mean plural, both female and male, right? Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Jaden Will Smith, right? You get all these efficient actors. They are the top in their field. And they decided to change the world with their acting. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, great. So you got that understood. So as you're starting off on your journey, you got to understand, how do I want to build my plane? Does it need to be efficient or effective? So let's take it back to plane now. Do I need to have a really big plane that carries people with me? That is an efficient plane. That is an effective plane or an efficient plane that's designed for something different. I need to have great gas mileage, because the heavier the load is, the more fuel I burn.
Okay.
Listen, I just want to go speed out there, drop a bomb, come right back as fast as possible. That's an efficient plane. It's not meant to carry nothing but one person.
Right.
Okay? One person in, out. If I don't follow the journey, I'll run out of gas and crash. If I deviate from the mission, I'll get stuck behind enemy lines.
Okay.
I have to go, come back. There is no sight. There is no sightseeing. The goal was, boom, here I am over there, and I'm coming back, end of discussion. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. Neither one of those planes are wrong. But some of you only have enough gas to go bomb somebody and come back. But you keep letting people give you detours.
Mm-hmm.
And you crash and burn because your plane was only designed for you. But you keep trying to take the hood with you.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
Your plane is, you literally, got, listen, okay, it's not a bomb. You went there to send a message to come back real quick. You only have enough gas for a two-way trip, a round trip. But you keep letting people... You got half a gas a tank. Half a tank of gas. You know if you stop, you're going to crash and burn. But you say they'll give me gas money, only to find out they have no gas money. So now you crash and burn.
Okay.
You never get to your destination because you carry too many people. And you use your plane for what it wasn't designed for. Then some of you, you're so lovable and you're so awesome that you have a plane that's meant to carry 40 people, all their baggage, okay, this is real military aircraft, and all their vehicles, and all their money, and pay their rent, and you're trying to get somewhere fast. You're trying to get to your dreams with the wrong plane. You're a carrier plane trying to be a jet.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You got the dreams, you got the mind frame of a jet. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got the goals of a jet, but you built an aircraft that carries people. You have to decide which one you want to be. Period. It's not going to change. You must decide which one you desire to be. That's you, Mr. or Mrs. I just got here. Make a decision and build your life around that decision. And don't carry people if your plane says occupancy 1. And if it says occupancy 40, then stop trying to be a jet. Get there on the long journey. Because you get demotivated when you don't have jet performance in a blimp. You moving as fast as the blimp, and you're getting angry because you're not moving as fast as a jet. And what happens when you don't get what you want? You get discouraged. What happens if you keep getting discouraged over and over and over again? You get depressed. What happens when you get depressed?
You give up.
You give up. Make sense?
Yeah.
What else you got? Let's see what else you got.
Well, that was it. That's what because here recently you've been teaching us about being unstable in destabilizing those that are stable. Like you used with the description, like when you're doing this and someone's stable, you do that. Yeah, you shake them up too. It's like, so in the past couple of weeks in my growth process, I realized that I still have some unstableness, and I just wanted to know what I needed to do because I didn't want to destabilize the people around me. So that's where this question came from. That's all I have, because that's what I wanted to know, I wanted to know. Because I just, you know, for me, you never want to be that person that destabilizes someone else.
Right, no, that's fair. Yeah. That's totally fair. You don't want to be the person, obviously, that destabilizes other people, right? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But there's a deeper problem here. You still have, okay, so you're completely, okay, let's address all of it. Let's say you are the one being destabilized. See, because you're worried about destabilizing others. I need you to understand that everybody's not worried about what you're worried about. Some people are looking forward to destabilizing you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Others have no idea they're destabilizing you. And you have to handle both of these people the same way. When you're looking forward to destabilizing me, you're malicious. Your intent is malicious, and your side effect on me is malicious. I have to now treat you accordingly to malicious activity. Okay? When you have malicious activity aimed in my direction, I don't get mad at bacteria. Okay? If there's a harmful bacteria in my life, on my skin, and I am aware of it, what do I go do? I get up. I go clean it off. Never to touch it again. Oh, come on. We got to talk here. Here is this. On me now is crawling something that is detrimental to me. If I let it happen, I'm going to get Ebola. So, there is only one proper thing for me to do. I know Ebola means me harm. This is malicious intent. This Ebola has no love for me whatsoever. And it has come to live in me by destabilizing me. And the more destable, right, the more unstabilized I am, the more life it has. It is a parasite. The more it takes from me, the stronger it becomes. And it will not stop taking from me until I die. Please, please, please get this. Parasites will continue to be parasites. Some parasites will keep you alive so you don't live. Seriously. Okay, so we got different kind of parasites. A tick is not trying to kill you. It just doesn't want you to be so effective to where you don't give it blood.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A bunch of leeches on you, they won't kill you. They will slow you down, but they won't stop your heart from beating, because if you die, they stop eating.
Right.
They don't want dead blood. They want warm, living, circulating blood. And some of the people in your life, they are sucking from you, but they can't have you broke, because if you broke, they can't sleep on your couch. If you're broke, you can't take them. You can't give them a ride to work. If they are broke, they can't borrow money. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you're broke, they can't borrow money from you. They want you. They want to take from you, but they don't want to kill you. Now, some people are malicious. Some bacteria came to kill you. Some of them are viruses. Okay? Some viruses came to take your life. Period. They're not here to negotiate. They are here to multiply as fast as possible. Some of them are drug resistant, okay? So let's think about this for a second. Some of the people in your life are drug resistant. Some of the viruses in your life are drug resistant. That means no matter how much ceiling you put on them, amoxicillin, you just Google all the ceilings, no matter how much you put on them, they are going to fight. Matter of fact, they ain't even going to fight that. It's just they already learned how to stop the positivity you're trying to throw at. Some of the people in your life, they are positive resistant. They have no intention. You can pray all you want to for them. They coming to destroy. You can preach. You can give them as many books. Here. Today is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Hey, listen, you know, if you just keep giving them money, they are positive resistant. They will not let you live. Period. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They are not going to let you live on any level, for any reason, at any time. They want you dead. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. They want you dead. Your job is to die. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is a malicious intent. Some viruses maliciously want you dead. Okay. Put that to people. Some people in your life are like grenades. See, it's not the blast of the grenade that will kill you. If you're far enough from the blast, it's the shrapnel that will kill you. Okay? So the grenade, when it exposes to thousands of pieces that are moving fast as a bullet. And they get in your neck and split your carotid artery. It's not the blast, it's the shrapnel. And some people in your life, if they don't kill you with their blast, they'll kill you with their side effects.
Okay.
Let's examine some of these people. They are so destructive. Now watch it. You don't get mad at a grenade for being a grenade. A grenade is designed to explode. Period. Mm-hmm. How many people y'all know with anger problems just explode all day long? Mm-hmm. Now watch it. So you watch them get angry and they punch the wall. That has nothing to do with you. But then they're angry and they talk about you and tell your business to someone else. And that shrapnel coming back at you because now they're angry, mm-hmm, and they come embarrass you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're angry you're successful. So they start talking about you and ruining your reputation. Mm-hmm. That's the shrapnel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The blast was they're angry, but the shrapnel is you can't do business in this town anymore. Some people are shrapnel. Some people are here to kill you. They do not want you living. And you cannot let... Don't look to a grenade to stabilize you.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
I mean, this is important. This is important. Grenades aren't here to stabilize you. Viruses aren't here to stabilize you. Now, let's say I'm... Okay, so how do we handle these things? If it's a malicious Ebola crawling on me, I simply go wash it off, wash my hands in a preventative measure, and if I need to be seen by someone smarter than me, a mentor, to give me the proper stuff I need, I get rid of it and I never go back in that environment again.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep fooling with your cousin?
Yeah.
When you have all the evidence that your cousin don't like you. I mean, why? Why? You know your family don't like you. You know Uncle John has it out for you. Why do you keep accepting their text messages going to barbecue that they gonna ask you when you gonna have a baby? If that question bothers you, why keep putting yourself in the position to get that question? When you get married, if that hurts your feelings, why do you keep accepting the invite to the cookout? Ebola crawling on me. Get off me, Ebola. I'm disinfecting that area. I'm washing my hands. And I would never do whatever I did to get the Ebola again. But some of y'all keep answering the same calls from the same people. They are Ebola. And you keep saying, come love me, Ebola. You gonna change one day? No. They won't change. And it's not your job to change them. It is your job to go with the flow of what keeps you living. Not to invite what wants to take your life. Right? That's if I'm aware of it. If I'm unaware of it, okay, I am unaware that this thing on me wants to kill me. There's a few ways to handle that. Okay? Here's this disease. I'm unaware. It wants to kill me. Let's handle it. First off, I'm unaware. I probably need some education. Okay? But not the education that is intelligence. I need to use this intelligence to make me now aware. I can know. Some of y'all got pancreatitis. Didn't even know what a pancreas was. Until yours start messing up. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't even know. You got your lymphoids are swole. What is that, doctor? Right?
Right.
So it's intelligence and then there's awareness. If you don't have the awareness to know that something's trying to destroy you, it's time to raise your level of awareness. How do you raise your level of awareness? Watch it. Seek those who are experts in the field. This is why coaches exist, right? This is why basketball coaches exist. This is why successful personal training coaches, whatever, right? This is why your grandmother exists. Your grandmother been there before. You understand what I'm saying? She understands that boy is sorry. She tried to warn you. She tried to warn you, baby. Baby, don't be with him. No, grandmother, I'm going to do it. And you go do it. You understand?
Only to find out.
Only to lay down and get sick.
Dope.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay. You got to be very careful. What else you got? Because I'm on it right now.
Okay, so one second. Okay. So what
happens
when you
are
aware of that? Because I reached out to you. I had my son, and I had enough awareness to know that there is more to this.
Right.
So for someone who is at that point,
mm-hmm.
how should they reach out to you?
At what point, though? You didn't specify.
Oh, my apologies. At that point where they're like, okay, there's more to this. There's more to this, but I don't know where to start. Like, okay, am I aware that I have unstable people around me and they're destabilizing me? So, okay, so how do I reach out? Where do I start with that?
That's a great question. Two things, okay? So let's narrow this question, make it more concise. I just got here. I recognize the people around me are messing me up. And I don't know what to do next. Okay? That's what we're talking about. They messing up my life. I don't know what to do next. We're going to address both of those. Okay? For one, nobody's messing up your life but you. Period. Point blank, it's not happening. If they are messing up your life, it's because you allowed it to happen. It's because you said, here's my garden. Please plant toxic things in there for me. You know what I'm saying? Just because they planted it don't mean that you didn't give them access to plant it.
Gotcha.
So, the first thing you have to do, and this is hard. This is the hard part. This is what people don't like. This is where I get, okay, inflammatory statement coming next, okay? This is a true inflammatory statement coming next. This is where I get the most problem with the religious people. Okay? Everything is your fault. Some of that stuff that you're dying for and about was not in God's will. I can see the faces. Listen. No. Seriously, some of you are using God's will as an excuse not to take care of yourself. Not to own up to responsibility for your own behavior. Not to own up to responsibility of your own subconscious thoughts. You understand what I'm saying? So, you're poor, and you say, well, that's what God wants me to be. No, read something else that doesn't allow you to stay poor. Have the habits of wealthy people. What are the habits of wealthy people? Go read something to find out. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, I am not here to bash religion. I'm just telling you, I run into the most resistance from people who are religious when I tell them everything in your life is your fault. Because people run to an entity of great power so they don't have to take power over their own lives. Not everybody, but the people who would disagree with their statement. You understand what I'm saying? Now, before you throw stones at me, I am religious. I have a bachelor's and a master's in the field that you would appreciate in religion. Just look it up. You can Google me, right? You understand what I'm saying? So this is not me saying I'm not religious. This is me saying I understand that I am not to blame God for me planting bad seeds. That's not his fault. That's mine. Oh, here's this poison. Why you do me like that, God? No. I planted it, and it harvests. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, thing number one, it's your fault. Nobody's ruining your life but you. It's not in his will for you to be weak. Mm-hmm. It's not in his will for you to be weak. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, if you be weak so others can be strong, that's a different statement. That's actually strength. It takes me, if you punch me in the face, it takes me more strength not to punch you back than to punch you back. So don't misconstrue the two. But God did not say, have low self-esteem, my child, and then walk off. You understand what I'm saying? You can't have low self-esteem. That is not in God's will. Your level of self-esteem, if it's a dangerous one, that wasn't in his will. You did that. And you let other people put that in you. And now you're reaping the consequences. People will only ever treat you what you allow them to do. And they'll only see you how you see yourself. You want your man to be faithful, but you've never been faithful to you in your whole life. You want me to tell you the truth, but you lie to yourself every single day. I say this all the time, I'm going to say it now. Living in a body you don't love is a decision. Being in a relationship that you don't love is a decision. Literally having a job that can't afford to pay your bills is a decision. And all these decisions are your fault because you made them. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Number two in this. And this is important. Yes. Okay. I hate you to say.
You're stumbling.
Okay,
yeah.
Stumbling a bit. You don't need to know the answers. You need to move. This is, there's power in motion. Okay? Power in motion is when you decide to move. When you move, your body will figure out how to keep moving. Your mind will figure out how to pump more blood to your body to keep moving. Some of you have quit because you've been in the position of quit the whole time. Force your body to unquit and move. Not only will your brain tell your blood to pump more blood, but then more oxygen will get in there. Your body will literally keep you moving. But watch it. When you move, you also attract divine connections to keep you moving. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You don't need to have all the answers. You need to have the movement. The answers will come. The way will be shown. The answers will come. You have to move. You understand what I'm saying? Movement equals power. What's that we taught you today? The equation?
Oh, work over time equals power.
All right. That is motion. That is a scientific equation. Work over time equals power. Okay, this is science again. This is, see, this, okay, see, because I understand. There's always opposing forces out there. So, I want to ignore you opposing forces. This is the time I just mirror and send you this way. Science says work over time equals power. Okay. Some of y'all don't want to do work. That's why you have no power. You have no power to change your life because you don't want to put in the work. You have no power to change your finances because you don't want to put in the work. You have no power to change the bad marriage you have because you don't want to put in the work. You have no power, no power, no power. You want the power to live your dreams, but don't want to have the work that makes you uncomfortable. Mm. Yeah. That's the W in this equation, okay? The T is time. Some of you just start working. And you angry that you don't have no power. Now, I'm broke. How long you been broke? All my life. How long you been financially intelligent? 2 days. And literally, to some of my religious folk, and I say this with all respect, some of you are praying for your God to fix your situation in 2 hours, and it took you 37 years to create it. You want to plant the seed and get the harvest at the same time. Nature don't work like that. So why do you want, you want to just defy nature and just literally defy everything so you can be favored? People who think like that are selfish. And the universe will never bend and break those laws for you because it knows all you care about is yourself. You want everybody else to endure their harvest, but when it comes to you, you don't want to endure yours. The universe will never bless that kind of person. Ever. The world is not going to manifest itself into a blessing for you to mess it up.
I'm serious.
This is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You can't put into the ground and get a seed. I mean, hard at the same time. First off, you won't appreciate it if it was that easy. If you didn't have to till the ground, when you get that harvest, you wouldn't even take care of it. Nobody takes care of things until it's almost about to run out. You didn't care about your credit till you messed it up. Didn't care about making money till you were broke. Didn't care about going on vacation till you didn't get to take one. See, life is a process. And this whole world, the whole world lives to serve human beings. Like, I need you to. This entire world is constructed to serve the consciousness of man. The atmosphere is fed and powered by the cycle of duplication. All, check this out, all that this world has 3% fresh water. The whole world. I'm not lying to you. This entire world has only 3% of fresh water. Check this out. The whole world has 3% of fresh water. Now you can Google this. I am a nerd, quantum physics all day for me, okay? This entire world has 3% of fresh water. But when you go to the store, right, they're selling you water all over the place, right? It can't be no 3%. Fresh water that you can drink is 3%. But guess what? It never runs out. So you can stay alive. And guess where all fresh water comes from? The rain. All fresh water on planet Earth comes from the rain. Every bit of it. Everything that is fresh water on planet Earth came from the rain. And it, watch it, the sun that gives you skin burn evaporates water that's not being used to serve you, puts it into the clouds, rains it down to serve you and the land so you can eat. The whole world, this entire world has been put here on planet Earth to serve you. Literally. Mosquitoes. Who here likes mosquitoes? Nobody, right? If you in any coastal, we in Southeast Texas. Mosquitoes in Southeast Texas are this big. Seriously. Yes. They literally are this big. They open up your car door and they literally sit at your front door, so when you open it, you drag 30 of them in. I'm serious. Like, that's the mosquitoes in Southeast Texas. Yes. I don't know how y'all's work. That's how ours work. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now check this out. Dragonflies eat mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Okay. so they don't overpopulate and kill us all.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's something that eats the dragonfly. And it's something, whatever that, ate that, and ate that, and ate that, and ate that. So we can live and eat it. The shark is what you call an apex predator that has no predators. Nothing kills sharks, for the most part, right? And so the sharks only, they never sleep. If a shark goes to sleep, it will drown. It has to constant, yes, sharks don't sleep. They're in constant motion. They even have a cruise control, so to speak. They're in constant motion. All apex predators do is eat in that environment to control the population. Because if it's too many frogs, too much carbon dioxide, fish will die. We can't eat. Jellyfish have no brains, no spine, no purpose in life but to eat the poisonous microbes inside the water. So when we eat fish, we don't die. This entire universe has conspired for you to have your million-dollar idea and you wasted it because you got low self-esteem because somebody told you to have it. You said out loud.
Stop hitting me now.
Listen, whether you believe in God, infinite, I don't care what you believe in. God, infinite, whatever, the universe has conspired for you to make YouTube videos, to make Facebook Live videos. Seriously, what's your idea? Because the trees are literally depositing oxygen as a waste product so you can breathe and have a good idea. This entire world serves us. Why are you walking around here like a slave?
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You have to understand that we are it. Until we find some higher intelligence than us on one of these planets we keep finding, we are it. You understand what I'm saying? The whole world serves us. A cow, I happen to prefer a vegetarian diet, right? So, but a cow, you're wearing leather shoes. A cow died, so your feet don't have to burn in Texas heat. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So, it's always your fault. Always. It is always your fault. And you got to be in motion. Why do you have to be in motion? Because this whole world is in motion just for you. So, you better get your idea together. Because the birds are making sure somehow that you get that idea. Bees are pollinating other flowers so we can live. The whole world is serving you and you won't serve yourself. We got to talk about it. You won't serve yourself, but trees are serving you. It's not fair. You hit the human lottery. Like you hit the universal lottery. You could be iPhone earplugs.
Okay.
You could be these glasses, but whatever you believe in decided to make you human, and you're complaining. You're already, and it ain't that, 7 billion of us, but it's we know for sure it's like 7 billion galaxies with a number, 7 quintillion stars, a number I can't even say of the stars. So, human beings are 0.0, 1,000 zeros, and then 1 of this earth's matter. And we matter the most. You hit the lottery when you were born. However that sperm hit that egg, is how Oprah would say it. right? However that sperm hit that egg, boom, came out you in all your glory. Don't waste it. You got any more questions? I'm going to close it out then. Listen. Listen. Do not waste your life. You're too great. The whole world is conspiring to do you, be you, have you. Like, you are it. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. There's nothing else but the universe serving you so you can serve it. But you won't even serve yourself. You can't come out. Every day you wake up, you should wake up knowing that this day owes you something. What have you done? I don't know what time it is. You and me, we worldwide, whatever time it is, did you do enough today? Did you work on your boss's dreams or yours? Did you complain more than you appreciate? Did you decrease more than you increase? How many times have you complained about your headache? Seriously, every complaint is a thought, it's a seed coming back to serve you what you gave it. Every bit of this, every bit of it, everything that you complained about today is coming back in great multiplication. And it won't serve you. It will not serve you. This life is conquered by the people who see circumstances and create the ones they want. Period. We are not victims of circumstances. You will never, ever, ever hear me complain. Complain for what? If I have it, I attracted it. If I attracted it, I sold it. I'm the problem. Not what came at me the problem, because anything that came at me came from me. I'm the problem. You're the problem, but you're also the solution. So let me encourage you. You are source unlimited. You are God in physical manifestation. We just happen to call you your name because your mama told me to. You are that highest level of intelligence wrapped up in your flesh, meant to be great. So go be great. Go be the greatest you can possibly be. Whether it be a YouTube video or your child, go be great. Don't be tired, be great. Don't be sleepy, be great. Be great. Because your entire life was meant to be great. Your entire purpose was meant to be great. You don't have the money you want? Create it. Time doesn't exist. Only to you. Create it. You can get $10,000 if you have the awareness to do it right now in 10 days or less. Create it. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. Deanna Mitchell. Got Grace in the background. Woo! Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night.